This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
And, you know, I took heed.
I did put out a request. In fact, not only did I put out a request.
A bunch of people took heed, looks like.
Not only did I put out a request, but I put out a request yesterday that I'm going to put out again today, this morning, because you have 6 hours and 11 minutes on the dot right now to get your brackets locked in. 6 hours, 10 minutes, 54 seconds to get your brackets locked in. And don't you worry, my dear, dear friends, because we're talking college basketball on the radio broadcast this morning. I'm going to help you out. I'm going to hook you up. I'm going to give you some of my favorite picks. We're going to hear some professional sports talkers from around these great United States give out their picks. We're going to have some fun on the show today talking tournament basketball, talking bracketology. And the request that I have of you, the challenge that I have to you, if you feel worthy to step up and respond to it, is to represent the Rob Brown Show. Because we're doing things a little bit different this year. See, in the years gone by since I moved here, back in the great beyond of 2020.
Why are you pointing towards the sky?
Because that's, well, I'm pointing in the...
You should really be careful about what you're doing.
I'm pointing in the direction of the past. You'll also notice that the hand gets twisted.
Yeah, okay.
Just a certain way.
All right. Well, it's not being shown entirely on the screen, so okay, it could be misinterpreted.
Fair.
So you know how things are
that's
going
fair.
Lately, so you probably shouldn't do that.
I mean, don't do here's
what you should do is just put your hand above your eyes like you're gazing into the distance.
I will
point. The Josh Pate thing. Yeah.
I will point to the past. I will point back to the year of...
You can't see your pointing.
2000.
I'm just saying, you can't see your pointing.
I like to think that the guy who openly refers to himself as Liberob the Woke Warrior here on the show would get some credit for that.
Get some credit for doing that, something No. Just, why can't you just not do it?
Point? I can't not point in general.
Well, now, the pointing thing is fine. The other thing you were doing that you repeatedly did.
Which I wasn't doing. Stop it. You're going to get me not just canceled, but probably beat up. I wasn't doing that. In the great yesteryear of 2020, I moved here. And ever since, we have done, all the way back to the opening March of the Rob Brown Show here on the Fan Upstate, we have done a March Madness Bracket Challenge. And over the years, it has been the same thing. I invite listeners of this show to participate in a bracket pool challenge just for listeners of this show. And I have said every single year, if you are the top-ranked bracket in our bracket contest, you get a segment of the show to come on the show and talk about whatever you want to talk about. And we've had great success with that. We've had some years where our winners just never showed up to claim their prize. We have had some years where we have had listeners come in here to claim their segment. And by the way, you have the whole year to call your shot. You can come in the very next day to just spend a segment telling everybody how incredible you are. You can come in college football season and take advantage of your segment to talk a whole bunch of bleep about your rivals or prop up your own program, whatever you want. We've had some wonderful success. We're doing it a little different this year because competition breeds excellence. I'm a firm believer in that. We laid it out on the table yesterday. Lonzo and I have what some might even call, and probably have, an unhealthy obsession with competition. I want to win. Lonzo wants to win. We want to win more than anything else. It's all we try to do here on the show. Hell yes. And so we decided, because competition breeds excellence and we love to win, we're going to do something a little different for the bracket competition this year. Because my dear friends, my coworkers, my colleagues, my compatriots, my comrade in arms in the afternoons, Diesel and Cole Bryson. When I was driving back into town the other day and I was listening to Wire to Wire, as I listen to Wire to Wire every single day, I was listening to them talk about their brackets and their national champions and who they believe is going to be moving on and moving out. I heard them do, for the record, a wonderful segment on the fact that, y'all, the Clemson Tigers got probably the worst possible 5-12 draw they could have gotten. They're in trouble out of the gate against McNeese State. That ain't no hate. You can relate. I loved it.
Wow.
I know, I'm good at this. And so I thought, you know, I the fellas over here running on about a little college basketball, doing a good job. You know what I'd like? I'd like a little friendly competition. I'd like a little friendly competition between Lonzo and myself and Diesel and Cole Bryson. But then I decided, wait. We can do one better. It's not just going to be competition between the great one and Rob Brown and Diesel and Cole Bryan. No, no. It's going to be competition between our listeners. Now, I know that we are very fortunate that we have a lot of listeners who check into both shows. A lot of crossover listeners. Not Dewey, who's already texted and said, your request is denied. Hashtag fire Rob Brown. Dewey, good morning. Mwah. Good to see you too, buddy. And also, by the way, go ahead and get fire Rob Brown trending. I think that'd be great. Even if it's just locally, I'll take it.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I'm not worried about it. Not worried about it. So I said, let's have a little friendly competition. Not just hosts v. hosts. Let's have a little competition between our non-crossover audience. Here on the Rob Brown Show in the AMs, we refer to you, our loving, endearing, adoring audience. We refer to you as the Armada. You earned yourself a name. It got that name a handful of years ago when Lonzo and I, they used to let us go out in public and represent the station. And we had a day that we were at Hall of Fame Sports Bar and Grill downtown, doing a little remote partay, if you will. And while we were down there, we had, I don't remember how many, probably a dozen plus truck drivers and delivery drivers who stopped by and said, Rob Brown, we listen to you in the truck every day. We listen to the van every day. We have one guy that said he works at a local, we'll just say big time delivery service facility. And he said that their entire storeroom, as they're loading up trucks in the late morning, listen to the show. And that was the day we coined the Armada, because we know a heck of a lot of y'all that are out there listening. You're the blue collar fellas. You're the blue collar ladies. Y'all are the ones that are getting up and you're doing all the stuff at 4:30 in the morning that none of us want to do, so that society functions. And we love you for it. So you got Coin the Armada. And then there's the afternoon show. There's Wire to Wire with Diesel and Cole Bryson. And they call their listeners the Tolos. Why? Because the afternoon listeners, they turn it on, they leave it on. The Tolos. And there are some crossover listeners.
I listen. I mean, there's no real animosity between us, but I just have a problem with that. I just do.
I like it, actually, to be honest with you.
Yeah,
I like it.
But again, old guy on the station.
It's also true.
You know, Tolo sounds like YOLO. From what I understand, you're not supposed to say that anymore because it's not cool. So, I mean, so why use? Okay, fine.
So,
sounds like a cool idea.
So, in the AM, we got the Armada, and in the PM, we got the Tolos. And we said, let's have a little friendly competition. So, this year's bracket challenge is a little bit different. We're still going to keep track.
I think Armada would blow the Tolos out of the water.
Here's the thing. We're about to find out. Like, literally.
I don't think any such thing as friendly competition. I'm sorry. I just don't. I can't. I want to beat you. Not only do I want to beat you, I want you to be beat down when I beat you to the point where you go, I just got my butt whipped. That's what I want.
The friendly competition comes at the end of the contest when you can look across the half-court line with your competitor and say, I just beat your ass or you just beat mine. But extend a hand of friendship and sportsmanship.
No.
To shake that
hand. You make
hand.
Eye contact with me, then you know who your daddy is. That's what it is. I just want to win, and I would like to step on your head while I'm doing it.
Again, from the opening tip to the final whistle, of course that's the attitude I got. From the opening tip to the final whistle, if you don't think I spend a year looking forward to getting over to Columbia, South Carolina in August and sitting across from friend of the show, both on and off the air, Chris Miller, the Tom Brady of broadcasting. Every year I go over there going, this is the year I get that guy. This is the guy I take his awards from him. This is the year those trophies put my name on them, not his. And then when he inevitably kicks my ass and wins again, I walk over and I shake his hand and I go, gosh dang it, son, you're good at this. Congratulations. I'll see you back here in 365. And we start going for it. A little friendly competition is good for
everybody. All right. Yeah, I get all that. But you know you're not going to beat him because no one ever beats him. Here's what it comes down to. You're the only one that's going to treat it this way. If either one of them beats us, they're going to do what they should do. And destroy us on the air. That's what they should do. You're the only one that's going to be nice about this. And I don't know why. It's not necessary. This is competition. It's not friendly competition. We want to beat them. We have invaded their bracket.
Okay, hang on.
Our people against their people. We're going to win. Hang on.
You are insinuating that because of the fact that I can hand out a dub or take an L and then shake a hand and go, good game, that somehow means I want to win less than you want to win. And that's just flat out untrue. I absolutely want to roll in there, and when the brackets are done and the nets are cut and the ladders are put away and the confetti's being swept up off the floor on a Monday night, I want to look into that bracket challenge and see that not just the Rob Brown Show has filled up the entire front list of the page. I want my bracket to be at the damn top of it, okay? I don't just want to win. I want to beat Cole, Diesel. I want to beat you. I want to beat every one of you listening right now. But at the same time, when the game ends, there's no problem to me to walk across and shake a hand and go, hey, hell of a game. You should be proud of yourself. I'm proud of what I did. You should be proud of what you did. Let's get set for the next round of whatever we're competing in. I'm all about it.
Yes. Yeah. There doesn't need to be any sportsmanship here. Here's the thing. When we win, I want to look at them and go, better luck next year, punk. That's what I want to do.
Either way, however your attitude is, here's what I need you to know.
They are not going to be nice to us when they win.
I don't care.
I will be the bigger man. Okay. I am the bigger man. Here's the thing. I don't want to give them that satisfaction. We win. We beat them, but we expect to be there. If they win, it's going to be a constant barrage of barbs heading our direction.
Then beat them.
I want you in the game. You're not done with your bracket yet. Get in the game. Be ready.
Why do you think my bracket's not done yet? Do you think it's just because I haven't? It's because I'm overthinking it. It's because I'm sitting here like I was last night putting together Torvik numbers and trying to check out, is there a correlation between number of miles from campus and games played and points per game scored and allowed? I promise you, I'm deep diving this a hell of a lot more than anybody listening to the show is right now. I spent 4.5 hours on first round games yesterday.
Here's the, you know, Spartanburg J on the stream says, as long as I beat Wire to Wire and Lonzo, I'll be happy. Hey, if you don't beat me, it means all that knowledge, all this stuff that Rob is talking about, it means nothing, and this is just a matter of luck. Because I went through, and I picked my bracket in 5 minutes. So, there you go. Don't let the blonde bimbo beat you.
I haven't okay? picked.
And if I beat either of the Wire to Wire guys, I am not going to let that go.
Your prerogative, and I'm here to support it. So, the challenge has been laid down. Here's what I'd like. We, here on the Rob Brown Show, you out there in the Armada, we're going to do a bracket contest, but we're not doing a Rob Brown Show bracket contest this year. We have made the Wire to Wire bracket contest now a station-wide bracket contest. We have decided that much like Nash and Hall back in the mid-90s, we're invading Wire to Wire. I didn't ask for permission. I didn't want permission. In fact, I fully expect that when this thing is all said and done, I'm going to get a post-show email from the boss man that says, see me in my office, and I look forward to it. I didn't ask. I don't need permission. I want y'all to go invade the Wire to Wire bracket challenge. And here's what I want you to do. When you get in there, I want you to name your bracket, and you can name it whatever it is you want to name it. You can name it Rob's Picks. You can name it the Big Show Pick. You name it whatever you want to name it. But out at the end of it, out at the end of that pick, of that bracket name, I want you to put TRBS, the Rob Brown Show. TRBS. I want your bracket name to be whatever you want it to be, and then TRBS. Because at the end of this bracket challenge, what I want to see when I go click after the confetti has fallen and one shining moment has echoed across television sets nationwide, I want to go click into this bracket contest and I want to open it up and I want to see the entire front page of the leaderboard just filled with bracket name TRBS, bracket name TRBS, bracket name TRBS, bracket name TRBS, top to bottom, the entire thing. I want everybody in the Toloverse to know that the Armada, the Rob Brown Show, we know ball. We don't just know ball. We are well above average knowers of ball. We are elite ball knowers on this show, and we're going to prove it. So here's what you got. As we are now sitting inside of 6 hours until the brackets close, you have 5 hours and 56 minutes to get your brackets in if you need an exact time. If you want in, if you want to rep TRBS, if you want to rep the Rob Brown Show, if you want to rep the Armada, if you want to represent yourself, shoot me an email, rob.brown@thefanupstate.com. rob.brown@thefanupstate.com. And I will personally and immediately reply to that email with an email with an invitation link in it. All you got to do, click it, get registered, name your bracket, and put TRBS at the end. It is an Armada takeover of the Wire to Wire Bracket Challenge. Shoot me an email, rob.brown@thefanupstate.com. I will reply with the invite link. Get registered, name your bracket, put TRBS at the end. And let's prove to the world that the best damn sports show in the state of South Carolina has the best damn listeners in the state of South Carolina. Let's bleeping go. For the next 3 hours and 40 minutes, because the Rob Brown Show, ladies and gentlemen, is live right here on the Fan Upstate.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Putting the BS in TRBS, it's the Rob Brown Show. I got to give Scotty from BMW credit for that joke. That's a good joke. I like that a lot. Well done, Scotty. You know how I found out about that? I found out about that when Scotty texted the Hub City Spartanburgers text line at 844-326-3663, 844-FANFONE, 844-326-3663. It is the Hub City Spartanburgers text line, ladies and gentlemen, and it's right there for you. Shoot us a text, and that's the same number to call in to the show, 844-326-3663. Put a contact in your phone, call it the Fan Upstate, and be a part of the program this and every single morning. As we know, the Armada can and the Armada will. We'd love to have you on the show as a texter, as a caller, as a listener, whatever it is, just be a part of it. And we're glad to have you. I am being told, great one, Spartanburg Jay is saying that they can't hear us on the stream. I don't know if that's accurate or not, but we'll find out here in a second. Jay, give us a minute. We'll work on that. Or
maybe he just couldn't hear during the break when we had it off.
I was about to say, make sure your computer isn't muted louder into the microphone, you know, because if he couldn't hear me, obviously that's how that would fix it. All right.
Everybody else can hear us. So I'm just saying.
If you want in on the bracket challenge, rob.brown@thefanupstate.com. rob.brown@thefanupstate.com. I will reply with a link. If you are already registered in the Wire to Wire bracket competition, that is the one that we are using. We are just doing a different, we're doing the same bracket contest in their bracket field because, like the outsiders in 95, we're just invading. All right. So if you want in,
because, like the outsiders in 95,
that's me making a Scott Hall and Kevin Nash reference in the year 2025. That's never going to get old, let's be honest. So we should be good, Jay.
Yeah,
Figure it out, bud. Figure it out. I'm pulling for you, though.
When you said outsiders, I was thinking the movie with, you know, Pony Boy. And, you know.
Come out to play.
Nope, that's the Warriors.
Yeah, no, I know.
Any star that became a mega star was in that, just about.
Like I was going and, you with know. The soon-to-be Don't Turn Your Back on the Wolfpack reference, which is a good one. So send me an email, rob.brown@thefanupstate.com. We are invading the wire-to-wire bracket competition. Put TRBS at the end of your bracket name, and then let's go win the damn thing, all right? So I talked a little bit about this yesterday. I wanted to get a little bit more into it today. The Clemson Tigers have themselves a heck of a matchup right out of the gate. They are taking on McNeese State. And I will tell you that this McNeese State basketball team is good. It's good. Out of the Southland Conference, they won 21 games this year. And I don't care what conference you're in. That's an impressive feat.
You have me convinced on this. So I hope you're right. I want you to know.
For the record, I haven't given my pick on this game yet. What I've said is, I think this game's going to be a barn burner. I'll throw out the one gambling pick I've made on this game so far, and that is I am playing the under in this game. It is set at, I have seen it over the last couple of days since Selection Sunday. I have seen it as high as 134.5. I've seen it as low as 131.5. I don't care if they bump it down to 128.5. I'm taking the under in this game, and I'll take the under in this game for one reason and one reason alone. Both of these teams thrive, live, and die on a suffocating defense. And neither one of them really has a top-level scoring threat. They got guys that can play. Both teams got guys that can play. We've talked quite a bit about Ian Schefflin and Victor Lockin. We talked about these guys before. They're good players. Over on the other side, when you're talking about McNeese State, they've got a couple of guys that average up over 16, 17 points per game. And they are names that you will know by the end of the day. Suffocating defense is what has gotten these teams where they are. It's what got Clemson to set a record for ACC wins in a single season. So, there's a couple of different angles, a couple of different reasons why at 3:20 this afternoon when this game tips off, I am going to be absolutely locked in, because it is, to me, despite the fact that a lot of people are trying to say it is UC San Diego over Michigan, I honestly think that if there's going to be a 5-12 upset, this is the one it's most likely to be. And there's a couple of different reasons for it. Number one, it's just the fact that it's two teams with similar play styles. Both teams with suffocating defenses. Both teams that want to out-rebound you. McNeese State has got a couple of guys that'll get you 11, 12 plus boards per game. These are good players. It's a good team. And they want to keep you to a 41, 42% field goal percentage while they go shoot 46, 47%. Well, guess what? The same is true for the Clemson Tigers. And I think there's something to be said for that. So, that is one angle. Two teams that play a similar style, and it does feel like it could very well be one of those games where whoever is better at doing the thing they're best at is going to be the team that wins this game. There's a second aspect to this that I'm really intrigued by, and that is McNeese State head coach Will Wade, who, by the way, yesterday accepted a contract to move on to be the next head coach for the North Carolina State University Wolfpack. Second Wolfpack in this segment. He's moving on to NCSU next year. He will coach McNeese State through the tournament before he packs it up and heads up to Tobacco Road. Will Wade is a Clemson guy. Played his ball there, graduated in 05, moved into a graduate assistant role, got his first administrative job at Clemson, was there for a couple of years before he got hired to move up. Went up to Harvard, went up to VCU, got hired for a big-time job at LSU, got caught up in a recruiting scandal, was relieved of his duties with the Bayou Bengals, and then was on his way. Then it was VCU, now it's McNeese State, now he's on his way back to the ACC to head coach at NCSU. Will Wade is an interesting angle to this game, because he gave a clip yesterday. I was going to play it here, but it's got some length to it, so I'm going to hang on to it a little bit, because I'll just play it for you in the next segment, because I do think that for Clemson, 7.5-point favorites in this game, the over-under is settled at 133.5. I do think this is an interesting game to talk about. McNeese State has the third highest win percentage in Division I basketball over the past 2 years, higher than Duke. It's a good basketball program. And Will Wade is a guy that I think flips this game on its head, because I think this matchup with Clemson matters a lot to him. I've got the sound because he was asked yesterday. He was asked yesterday, why is this so important to you? Why do you, for instance, cancel basketball practices on days that Clemson was playing football? And Will gave an answer, and I heard it. Maybe I'm reading into it. Maybe just because I'm a broadcaster or a radio guy, I'm looking for drama. But I got some. We'll play that audio. We'll talk about this matchup. The X's and O's. O's. You want them? Stick around. Don't go anywhere. The Rob Brown Show is on the Fan Upstate. Will Wade is the head coach of the McNeese State Cowboys. That is the 12 seed that Clemson as a 5 seed has drawn in the opening round of the March Madness Men's College Basketball National Championship Tournament. Will Wade, as we mentioned, Clemson guy, played some ball there, graduated back in 05, went on to become a graduate assistant, would work his way into a coaching administrative role before he moved on and up, ended up eventually as the head coach at LSU, was removed from that position after an FBI investigation found out that he had committed some pretty big recruiting violations at the time, was fired, moved on to VCU, is now at McNeese State, and is not just considered one of the biggest coaching names in college basketball. Yesterday announced that he would be taking the head coaching job for North Carolina State University, a very proud program within the Atlantic Coast Conference. A conference, that, as I have said a couple of times, I genuinely think is going to recognize over the next year or two that they need to start putting a little emphasis on going back to being the best basketball conference in America, which they are just flat out not even close to that right now. That means NC State believes Will Wade's going to be a good head coach. Will Wade is a good head coach. You can take all the recruiting violations and all that happened at LSU, and I will say two things. Number one, they were absolutely bad. He absolutely deserved to be fired for them. On the other hand, I think there's probably a lot of coaches that have acted, done, and said the exact same things that Will Wade did and said during his time at LSU that just ain't got caught yet. And that's, I'm not saying it's right. I'm not saying it's fair. I'm not saying that that's a reason Will Wade shouldn't have been terminated from LSU. I'm just saying I think he was doing kind of what a lot of guys are doing. He just got busted up for it. That's why NC State is going to be the team that says, you know what, we believe in second chances. Give it a shot. Now, Will Wade is a very interesting cat. I want to play you two clips here. Clip number one is from when Will Wade was back at VCU. There was a year where VCU went to back-to-back tournament appearances under Will Wade. You'll remember that VCU has had a pretty shocking amount of success in the tournament. A good chunk of that was when Will Wade was there. Will Wade had a conversation where he told the story of a couple of guys who showed up to take a trip with the Rams of Virginia Commonwealth University who didn't wear the team-issued gear. Okay, well, I was going to go on again, but you get the point. You get the point there. The point there was that Will Wade said, look, we had a couple of guys. They showed up. They wanted to go on the roadie. They started wearing their own stuff. They started wearing their own wardrobe. They had their own fashion. We don't do that here. You rock the same team issue gear as everybody else because it makes you look and feel like a team. And Will Wade's exactly right. As much as I am and always have been and probably always will be player supportive and back said players, I also understand that there are spots where players have to recognize I'm part of a team. And I need to be part of the team because while you can do your own thing and have individual success, if you want the team to be successful, you've got to be a part of the team. This was always a big deal to me, even when I was coaching low-level basketball, middle school, low high school. I was on board. And I went so far when I was coaching low-level high school basketball, freshman-level basketball, I went so far as to say to the kids on my team, you guys can pick what you want to wear on game day. You can wear a suit and tie to school that day. You can wear a school polo and khakis as a squad. Hell, you can come in blue jeans and your basketball jersey to school if you want. I don't care what it is. You can decide that as a team, but whatever you decide as a team, you will wear as a team. You will be a team. You will dress as a team. You will look as a team. You will have a team vibe. Because I believe that if you have that during the day, then it comes out in the night when the ball gets tossed in the air for the tip. So that's the kind of guy Will Wade is as a head coach. Again, I'm not sitting here saying Will Wade didn't make some massive mistakes at LSU. I think a lot of guys have done that. I think Will Wade got caught. I think he made some massive and egregious mistakes at LSU. I think it cost them a job at a university that was very excited to have him. And if he had the success at LSU that he's had in other places he's been, Will Wade would have been a very rich man during his time at Baton Rouge, Louisiana, because that school wants to go back to the Pistol Pete Maravich days of greatness, the Shaquille O'Neal days of greatness. And Will Wade, I think, would have been the guy to get him there. That's the kind of guy Will Wade is as a coach when working with his players. And what I will say is that during his time at LSU, during his time at VCU, during his time at McNeese State, I haven't heard a story about the guy. I haven't heard a story that players don't like him, that he's gone too far, that players aren't on board. In fact, quite the opposite. In the last couple of days since Selection Sunday, when I've been brushing up on where McNeese State is out of the Southland Conference, the exact opposite is true. I found nothing but guys that went, I love Will. I'd play for Will again. If I had a kid, I'd let them play for Will. And I like that. Now, in a press conference getting set up for this contest with his alum, with his Clemson Tigers, Will got asked a question that was very interesting, and he revealed quite a bit about how his schedule as the head coach at McNeese State still very much revolves around Clemson. Will Wade, Clemson guy, said, look, if we got practice and Clemson is playing, practice is moved. We'll move it up in the day. We'll move it back in the day. We'll move it to another day. But if the Tigers was playing football, my boys weren't on the hardwood because I was parked in front of a TV.
Fire him.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, fire him. Here's the thing. If you go to another place, you need to be completely committed to that place. This is ridiculous. It is, and you may think that I'm saying this just because he's a Clemson fan. It wouldn't matter. Well, and you'd be wrong. It wouldn't matter if he was an Ohio State fan, Michigan fan, a Texas fan, Alabama fan. I don't care. You went to that school. You commit to that school. It has nothing to do with that other school. That's ridiculous. You're saying your loyalties are elsewhere. You're just there doing a job. I don't want to. First of all, I don't want to play for that guy. And if I'm an employer, I have a problem with that guy doing that. It's ridiculous, and it needs to stop. Now I'm going to have to go in and change my pick because I had them upsetting Clemson just because I thought it was funny. Clemson's not going anywhere in the tournament anyway. Might as well be out in the first. And this will make me go back. Actually, I'm going to go back and change my pick right now and pick Clemson because that's ridiculous. I am so offended right now.
I don't have any issue with it at all. I don't have an issue with it because I think one of the things that we historically do in sports is we see guys that make it to top levels. And again, I'm not going to sit here and argue McNeese State is like a top level, FBS caliber basketball job. What I am going to say is Will Wade now has one going to NC State.
I just changed my bracket, by the way, and pick Clemson to win because of that. That's just, oh, man. This is probably the worst thing I've heard in the radio all year so far. So ridiculous.
Hmm. I do not expect, I never have expected, players, coaches, whatever, to not also be fans of the sport they play or that they coach. Of course they are. The likelihood that somebody makes it to that level of coaching without loving the sport and therefore probably having grown up with a team, played with a team that still has a soft spot in their heart, I'm not going to expect them to do that. And if my dude is simply saying, hey, man, we do a little workaround for the 12 times a year that Clemson plays football, 12 guaranteed times a year Clemson plays football, all right, fine. McNeese State won 21 games, a Southland Conference championship, punched a ticket to March, and not only punched a ticket to March, but is the second most popular 12-5 upset pick. And I'm going to tell you, the most popular of Michigan being upset by UC San Diego in round one, I think is not going to happen. I don't have an issue with it. It is what it is. The guy's a damn good coach. If he wasn't, NC State wouldn't be hiring him to come coach. And by the way, NC State plays Clemson every year. They share a conference. So if they say, yeah, this guy still wants to win more than he's a Clemson fan, we don't care if he's a Clemson fan as long as he wins, I'm good with that too. So what I will say is this. As much as he showed an immense amount of respect, according to Lonzo, too much respect to Clemson in that take right there. It is also, I believe, indicative of the fact that this dude's absolutely going to want to beat his alma mater. This dude's absolutely going to want to put the exclamation point of his time at McNeese State, a school that served as a stepping stone for a man with a very dark mark on his coaching history, to elevate himself back up into what has historically been, though it is definitively not now, the basketball conference, the Atlantic Coast Conference.
Can I trust that guy to put his heart into beating his alma mater? Can I trust that guy to make the hard decisions late in the game? You can't trust him for anything because Clemson's more important to him than the place where he works. Ridiculous.
So, you know, Zoe, you and I have had this discussion. In this take, I'm going to say this.
I am a loyalty guy. You know I am. If I wasn't loyal, I wouldn't be here. So it's just,
Let me ask you a question then. We get to the NCAA football playoffs this upcoming year, and the Ohio State Buckeyes win the Big Ten, and wango bango, they're back into the Big 12 or into the college football playoffs. Would it be fair of me to jump on the mic and go, Zoe, you can't have a take on the playoffs because I can't trust you to give objective analysis on the Ohio State Buckeyes on the playoffs with the Buckeyes in because you can't put your loyalty above the job. I don't think that would be fair.
By the way, two different kind of jobs. What I say about the Buckeyes does not affect how a team plays against them.
What this guy does affects how his team plays against his alma mater. What you say and do absolutely impacts the quality of this show and station, right?
Doesn't impact the players.
I don't care about that.
This is another analogy that does not work.
It does not work.
And in the end, your name is on the show. If you say, I don't want you to talk about this, I won't talk about it. And I'll completely understand. But what I say on the air would not affect how those players play.
No.
Because I'm not coaching the opposite team.
But it does.
He is, and that is ridiculous.
But it does impact.
I can't believe you're on the side of this guy. It's shocking to me that you're okay with him doing this.
I very much am.
Wow.
What you say and do does impact this show. It does impact this station, and that should be according to your line of logic.
Doesn't impact the team.
It impacts this show and this station, which I care about more than the McNeese State Cowboys, shockingly. And so if I truly believed in my heart of hearts that you would not be putting your all into doing the best show we can possibly do, then following your line of logic here, I should say, if the Buckeyes are alive, Zoe can't talk football, because that would be bad for the show. I don't believe that. I don't agree with it. I don't have that take, and I would never. So, I don't know. I don't have a problem with what he just said and did.
I'm not going to say that I respectfully disagree, because I don't think you can respectfully disagree. I disagree with you.
You also don't believe in friendly competition.
I do not.
Here's what I'll say, Clemson fans. What I would say is this. I feel the exact opposite, Alonzo. I think, if nothing else, what I would look at after hearing that speech is this guy has an opportunity to cap off his time with the McNeese State Cowboys by knocking off his alma mater, by knocking off his Tigers at the door. What an exclamation point on his time there. I got to think that's motivation to go win this game.
If he wins, he will cry and then probably apologize to the team for beating them.
Well, according to you, he's not going to win. He's going to throw the game.
Well, I absolutely went and changed my pick. I had Clemson losing, but now I have them winning.
All right. We're going to find out today.
Get that guy out of here.
I mean, he is out of there. He's going to NC State against Clemson every year.
Well, get him out of the tournament. He hurts the integrity of the entire thing. Let's go.
This is like the most passionate take you've had since the playoffs in football. I'm impressed by that.
Wow.
Wow. That's what I say after Lonzo reads a sports flash.
If I can get
that. That was a good segue.
The NCAA Championship Basketball Tournament tips off with a slate of 16 games today, starting at 12:15 when 9-seed Creighton takes on 8-seed Louisville. 5-seed Clemson tips off at 3:15 on True TV against 12-seed McNeese State in their alma mater guy. McNeese State shoots 48% from the field and are averaging 78 points across their last 10 games and are averaging two more rebounds per game than Clemson, but it doesn't matter. They're still going to lose. The Minutemen of Xavier are in after knocking off Texas 86-80 last night. Four starters reached double digits, including Marcus Foster with 22 and Zach Fremantle with 15. Tune in this afternoon from 3 to 7 p.m. for Wire to Wire. Cole Bryson Diesel ride shotgun on your drive home and get you up to date on all the latest local and national sports news right here on The Fan.